By way of hypnotic assistance, let's establish a trajectory assisting, energy infusing ritual. It's a simple mechanism I have in mind, but it does take practice. Habit forming always takes practice. Consistency. As you rise after rest, whether long sleep overnight, a nap in the afternoon, or whatever configuration works for you, your body is brimming with potential, untapped and awaiting. There are many mechanisms we can leverage to assist you toward your goals, to assist you in improving the path you're on and headed toward. When you first rise, if you have a ritual you can deploy to help you anchor your day, that's very useful. And some rituals are more seductively tapped into what you crave than others. You know that coming up to the edge of orgasm puts you in a certain mindset, one of arousal and of wanting. Your body is chemically coded to enter that state, where you desire to cross the bridge into orgasm, where you do quite a lot of things to be able to do so. Want to come. Oh, to be right on the brink. And with great experience to nonetheless manage to stop the stimulation. Well, you can really use that particular kind of edging thought process. It's such a powerful image, the edging, the masturbating, that it recurs throughout hypnotic and dominant communities. It recurs throughout certain facets of your life. It's one of those almost there subjects where you just want to come so desperately it begins to influence your cognition, even if you're not actively masturbating. It begins to creep into the background of things. In fact, the image is so powerful and so recurrent, it already exists in your mind, and I just have to tap into it a little. Access it. Make this image, this fantasy, this fetish work for you. The visual of edging, the idea of sexual denial, and eventually the reward of an orgasm. These things all work together. They're used in behavioral conditioning by dominants all over the place. It's very common. You know it. I know it. It's one of the chief images which comes to mind in the long-term BDSM orgasm control context, the image of a submissive edging, but never quite going over. But this image is useful to anyone, including just to those with discipline or resolve or in need of a little support for either one of those. It's pretty easy to imagine that edging can give you purpose. It can motivate you. So I invite the behavior, but I also frame it as a suggestion. If you need external motivation, you may even think of it as a command. To edge in the morning, when you need a boost of energy through the day, to hold that edging, and only when your tasks are done, when your requirements are met, when your trajectory is satisfied, only then should you let yourself come, and come hard because you've been edging. And what this will do, this great anchoring, this process of getting so close to denying yourself, well, I mentioned how some actions, some emblematic, symbolic things that we do, they have an association, a powerful connection to a subconscious storehouse of ideas, ideas about this concept that you've picked up over the years, and the idea of someone who's been well-edged, having a little more energy, a little more motivation, a little more focus so they can reward themselves at the end of the day, that's pretty common. So is that vast store of energy that you've long learned to associate with edging, with holding back for a little while, with delayed gratification. You touch yourself, and a little jolt of energy enters your system, thinking both of the end of your edging, when you will allow yourself to climax, at the end of your duties, end of your trajectory, or maybe beyond, and also thinking of the invigorating way your body feels when it's so turned on, but it has yet to come, holding that orgasm a moment away. Perform the ritual at the beginning of your day to set the context for the rest of your schedule. Touch. Touch yourself and feel it happen. Feel your body's arousal quickening. Feel the promise of events to come. And like any habit, any ritual, when you do this, when you edge for energy, when you lock in the edged state with the promise of release, it'll get stronger the next time. Stronger each day spent squirming in occasional arousal at the thought of what is to come. Stronger each day when instead of a string wrapped around your finger to remind you to do something, you have a hot wave of need wrapped around your mind to remind you of the joy to come later. Stronger every time you do it when you need energy, going through the day with little darts and sparks of motivation, reminding you, putting you back on task, because every task carries you toward the place you want to be, need to be. Make it as slow or as quick as you need when you edge it in the morning. Make it into what you need. I say morning, but really the beginning of your day, whenever that is, the beginning of action and trajectory from you. Know that when you edge to motivate yourself, when you masturbate in any way, bringing arousal and the promise of spasming mindless climax to your system, you tap a deeper well of motivation, one I have gone to myself as well at times. By keeping an orgasm held in potential, you do something very special to your ongoing thought processes. You affect them with what else is in your head. In some fantasy stories, Discworld, Dungeons and Dragons, many others, a mage might hold a spell in their mind by saying, reciting, performing most of it, and then at the end leaving one word unsaid, mostly cast, mostly completed, except for one word. The spell stays there, filling up some of their memory, some of their mind, and when they say the final word, the spell is unleashed and worked, does its magic. This is like that, but with a small difference that the spell is cast the moment you stored it, the moment you began the ritual, began to deliciously caress yourself. Its effects are just delayed. Stored in your mind is this edging, this weighty promise to yourself that it'll stay stored as long as it needs to be for your trajectory to improve, your duties to be done, done with more vigor, done with more enthusiasm, and you can refresh that ritual of edging over time. Energized, yearning, holding the spell in your head. One word away from completion, one brush, one touch, one little rub, and you'd go over the edge. And in the moment you're one word away from climax, there is potential. Right up to the edge, the place you can ride all day, your trajectory improving from the energy this suffuses into your system. It's easier to stay on the goal you've set when the reward is so powerful. Easy to be reminded of your resolve. Have you noticed how you often begin your work with so much resolve, only to find it fades later, but it's easy to be reminded if you have that edging in your mind, when you're yearning for something you associate so strongly with pleasure, with achievement, when you yearn for the climax at the end, you have that little extra nudge. Each time you recast the ritual without climaxing between, each time you edge without ever giving a climax, each time you awaken and commence your day and deliciously tempt yourself, this grows in power. A habit you want to perform, a ritual you want to form in your mind. If you're aroused anyway, and it's not yet time to do something, if you need motivation during the day, why not edge? Why not indulge by holding back from indulging, and so leave a constantly percolating ball of pleasurable energy in your brain, bringing you closer to delight. As you touch yourself rising closer, closer to climax, you can feel it, the moan on the tip of your tongue, the temptation flaring out its own very special gravity from between your legs. But at the last moment of the dance, with climax in reach, you stop. You breathe deep. You center yourself, and you pull back. You leave the spell almost cast except the last word, which will activate it, release it, and reward you for this indulgence. Time spent sweetly caressing your own body is always well spent, and the body is tempted to pursue past the point of edging and into the point of climax, but you know better than to go over the edge. When you have your ritual to perform, your energy to save up, and other things to do between now and when you will eventually release. When you learn to edge yourself into an aroused frenzy and to use that energy, that drive you create, use it to pursue the goals you've set for yourself, feeling how it moves away from between your legs and into the rest of your body, you know you'll finish the spell at some point, but in the meantime, before that explosive, delightful, wonderful climax that makes the whole effect stronger next time, you might as well do some activity, get everything out of the way. Edge before the activity, build the energy, energize yourself, and then use it. When you are confronted with requirements or demands out in the world, it'll be that little bit easier to carry on calmly. It's all right and even healthy to look back at the stored information that you are going to come later. The knowledge there is delicious orgasmic release waiting at the end might help you be more patient. Might help give you reminders in that twinging, aroused body of yours. What better way to stay on task than to want to know that at the end of the day you did all you could, and now it's time to relax. Now it's time to get off at last, and it will be more explosive, more delightful, because of your efforts, because of your works throughout the day, staying on path and knowing the ritual of waiting and building, a ritual of edging and then taking the edged energy out into the world with you, returning home with it at the end of the day, and then getting off. And it all begins with a single touch, a single provocation, a delicious caress. Over time, the ritual will reach backwards. When you think of your days spent edging, think of your days spent edged, walking around knowing arousal is exciting your body's systems, giving them a hit of energy, like caffeine, but thoroughly natural and healthy high in its own right. It comes from how badly you want to come. When you remember this as you shiver and vibrate with desire, as you travel your personal timeline, you know it all ends only one way. You will be bolstered in your purpose and gain a reward eventually. You gain benefit from holding back, from denying yourself in the beginning, only to fulfill yourself later at a time of rest. An orgasm you have under time pressure is different from a climax you achieve when everything is calm and the moment is right. You'd rather have your orgasm after all your work was done anyway. This will create pleasant memories and impressions. A powerful anchor built of every time you've done the ritual, an anchor embedded in your mind to which you return and then make your climactic offering, investing more energy to access later, investing the energy of tease and denial up front so you may reap its benefits all day long, edging in your ritual in the morning, winding your body's spring, turning its wheel, charging its battery with a teasing denial. That while it always pokes and deliciously lubricates your mind, it does nothing to get in the way until the day's done. So edge yourself, charge yourself up. Edging creates responses in the body. Recalibrate these. Turn them toward energization. All the signs of arousal that you experience, everything extra you feel when you're edged, they are triggers, reminders, reinforcements. You just have more energy when you have to both keep yourself from going over the edge and just having the climax now, and when you want to have a nice motivator through the day. You just have more energy as you build a ritual of denial for a purpose, mingling the pride of achievement of each thing you did get done with the raw sexual pleasure of a climax long delayed and toward which you dedicated yourself in the morning. A small promise, a pact with yourself. And each time you convert some of the pleasure energy of denial into motivation to do things, into motivation to do your next task, tackle your next hurdle, each time you achieve with your body in a state of denied almost-gasm all day long, feel free to think of my voice egging you on, helping, if it helps. Because if it helps, the arousal I feel at the idea of you walking around like a coiled spring, trying to get through the day, feeling twinges of desire from between your legs as you do everything you need to do. As you achieve, change your momentum, correct your trajectory, the arousal I feel thinking of you as you see fit with the help of the stirring fire that waits to blaze out of control inside you when you're done all your duties for the day as you personally see them. The way I feel about that is turned on intensely and encouraging. I want you to achieve that, thinking of you falling into frenzy at the end of the day, pleasuring your body, climaxing until exhaustion, until you're really, truly satisfied. Both of us knowing that the more you do this, the more it becomes a habit, the more motivation you derive from being edged, teased with the promise of climax at the end. Well, suffice to say, I find the idea arousing, and it's all right to recruit my voice. Use my voice, this file, or others. Whatever helps to accomplish your ritual, weaving the spell to the best of your ability. Pleasure builds and grows throughout the day, bringing you closer and closer. So instead of the usual method of things, maybe as you proceed along your trajectory through the things you need to get done, you'll get more energy from the anticipation, energetic, motivated, certainly more patient. You understand that at the end of the day, there is a reward and a pleasure waiting. Lock away the pleasure and the energy created by winding your spring, teasing your body, masturbating, almost to the point of climax, at the beginning of your task, of your day, of your labors. And then you let it go. You're eventually going to let it out. You're going to release it all at the end in a celebration not just of your achievement, but of you. You relaxed and safe. You unvarnished in your raw form, brought closer to your true self by a powerful climax that catches you off guard, that you discover and then use, using your own arousal to build the energy, the motivation you need through your day. Running through you, you feel it. Powerful, using your climax to anchor the end of the day, make the suggestions more powerful. Promise yourself that at the end of the day, things will be over, and you'll consider climaxing. It's a suggestion, but it's the kind that might recur to you on its own, that might cycle on its own. Suggestions that get inside you because you have rubbed and edged, stroked, edging closer, walked closer through your body's own pleasure, and then finally pushed yourself into the suggestions wholeheartedly. These tend to recur on their own. In your desperate desire for the powerful climax you left on the table at the beginning of your labors, and now with the day done, you not only deserve but need the climax. Building a need into a tool you use to take mastery over yourself. Even if you do feel a bit subby, or relaxed, or pliable in the post-orgasmic haze, that's okay. But you're just edging yourself along toward your own goals, toward your own eventual complete achievement. And you know, the gap between one orgasm and the next is not that far. No one said you can't keep going and going and going and end your labors for the day with a bang. The ritual will be personalized to you. You're devising it with encouragement, a shared comfort between us, because if I think of you out there doing it, I get a little bit of arousal myself. That's why it grows more powerful each time we share this particular reminder. Edge going in, climax coming out. Edge yourself at the start of your day, touching yourself just carefully to come right up to the very brink, right up to the very closest you can get, right up to the edge of climax, and then stopping, taking your hands off, ceasing stimulation, and you can do it however you want to because the ritual is personalized. But if you edge yourself up to the energy state, just a little more excited, the physical excitement of arousal, but spread over the whole day if necessary, the motivational twinges of arousal, which manifest and grow because you're getting more in touch with what you crave, and then eventually the climax. So powerful it opens your pliable mind and reinforces what you delight in, presses this training deeper, has you carrying out the ritual of edging for energy, then carrying through your day more and more. This ritual, this habit, increases the available energy to be tapped next time. Energized because no matter how boring the positive, pro-trajectory task you're doing, having an arousing, orgasmic, maybe even luxurious bit of sex, feeling so aroused all day, and damping down, denying your edged-up, obvious obeisance to your body's own heated, soaking demands. And that's the ritual, the habit, the idea, the concept. And like so many concepts, once I've handed it to you, your brain is already doing and has already done and will already desperately orgasmically do all the rest of the work in pursuit of making this little ritual flourish, part of your motivational structure. With my voice playing at the back of your mind at the right times, your body thanking you, though exhausted, for the orgasmic, continuing, wonderful pleasure it will and shall continue to receive, revel in, draw energy from, and return to.